Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What makes a place inclusive? Our next guest is part of a team trying to measure that question. El Sadiq El Sheikh is director of the Global Justice Program at UC Berkeley's Othering and Belonging Institute. The institute releases an annual inclusiveness index that ranks US states and nations around the world. El Sadiq, welcome.
Thank you, Deba, for having me.
So let's start with just a general explainer. What makes a place inclusive?
In general, our index is a comparative analysis, and thus the index values are relative to other countries or other states in the U.S. context. So in general, we try to parse out very specific type of data to see if a place does better on those areas or most of those areas, it will do way better in everything else, and thus domains, we call them domains, are race, gender, LGBTQ, religion, disability, and other aspects of the general population, like incarceration rate or environmental indicators.
Okay. Now those are very big categories. And I'm wondering what you look at inside of that. If a place has a very diverse racial breakdown, what does that mean about inclusiveness? Because it might be very diverse, but it might not necessarily include everyone.
You're absolutely right. And that's the reason why we look at something we call the measures within each indicator or each domain, if you will. And those include like out-group violence, political representation by non-dominant groups, income inequality between dominant group and non-dominant groups, and any anti-discrimination laws that have a disparate impact on non-dominant group. But overall, also, we measured something very interesting, that we wanted to see the immigration and asylum policies. The more any place hosts more, welcoming more, that's most likely this place have more sense of inclusiveness than marginality.
So I want to ask you, before we go on to tell everybody where the most inclusive place to live in the United States is, who the winner is, before we get there, stay tuned, folks, it's coming. You know, El Sadiq, people often look at, say, GDP, gross domestic product, as one measure of evaluating a state or a country. Why did you want to measure inclusiveness? Why does this matter?
Yeah, and that's exactly what our motive was. When we start to think about this idea 7 years ago or 8 years ago, we first studied all the international indices that have good reputation, about 87 of them. And one thing we noticed they have in common, they measure GDP. And when they measure GDP, oftentimes wealthy nations get the top spots, regardless of what they're looking at. And we thought, what if we isolate, we do not measure GDP, what will happen? And then we start to see very interesting pictures. And we believe that it's not incumbent upon GDP increase that the place could be an inclusive place. You could have a poor state within the United States or a relatively poor country that still have more significant space for inclusivity than othering, and vice versa.
That makes a lot of sense. In some ways, it's not just based on the economics of a place that makes it desirable to live, but maybe how inclusive it is. And so, let's tell everybody, the winner this year was the state of Hawaii. It's the first state on the list, the most inclusive state in the United States. They've consistently ranked first in your index. Why? What makes Hawaii so inclusive?
Hawaii seems to do so well in race, in disability, they rank number one. In religion, they rank number two. In the general population, they rank number four. Even when they do really bad, they rank number 11 in LGBTQ+, and 20 in gender.
Let's just take one of those. You mentioned disability. What are they doing right in Hawaii to include people with disabilities?
I mean, the whole policy design around accommodating people with disability, it seems not only attuned to people with disability. You know that in our institute, we believe when you targeted the most vulnerable in your community, state, or country, and you design your public policy around them, everybody else will benefit from that. So Hawaii seems to do this very well, and we always encourage them to continue to apply that in other areas of public policy, which will really support their endeavors to be the most inclusive place.
And El-Sadiq El-Sheikh is the director of the Global Justice Program at the Othering and Belonging Institute at UC Berkeley that puts out the Inclusiveness Index. El-Sadiq, thanks so much.
Thank you, Deepa.